been to the Taco Bell in Maryland yet? Is there?
You know, that's funny. I have not been to the Taco Bell in Maryland, but my two friends have been to the Taco Bell in Maryland, and they got the Taco Party Bar, and I didn't consume any of it.
Wow.
What's a taco party bar? It's like a thing you buy and it's like a bunch of tacos.
So they now, after my birthday, I mean, come on. I think I might have had something to do with this. Just saying. I'm kidding. You can get like the meat on the side with your lettuce and all that on the side so your family can make your tacos
Right, you
together.
like make your own at home from Taco Bell. I didn't know that, but I guess a lot of
Pretty cool.
restaurants are starting to do that shit now,
I like that
like the
a
make at
lot,
home
like
stuff.
more family like stuff to do
Makes
where
sense.
the parents don't have to put all the ingredients and make it all, but you still do stuff together. I like it.
Hi, I'm Kristen Gentile.
Hey, I'm Andy Seely.
We are Breasties.
Talk real, we are.
And we are here
making the breast of it.
Welcome back, Breasties.
Guess what? Hey, how you doing? And who are you, Chris? Who are we?
We're still
here. Hell yeah, we are. We got that one a little bit better than last time, right?
Yes, we're working on it.
A little bit, still working on it.
Much better when we're together in studio. We are still here recording remotely from our homes. Actually, Andy's in Maryland right now.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm blessed to have one of my best friends has a home, and it is in a cute town. And it's like, you know, I'm not anywhere near Philadelphia, even though I am. And so two of my guy friends are working from here and helping to get me fatter. And so they're literally around the clock. They're making food or doing something or stacking up on my, you know, my Lucky Charms, my fruit cups, my fruit. That's because there's a farmer's market right here. It's like a real town. Really
Nice.
cute. So they're gonna get the boat in the water, and it's not like a real big boat, but it's a boat. I mean, gosh,
That's
so we
exciting.
can go like lay on that soon. I'm excited, and I'm looking for a comfy chair to lay out in because I can't sit outside uncomfortable because my body is just crazy lately, like hurting. So I'm
Like tight stiffness?
Stiffness, tight, like my knees hurt, my fingers hurt, my, like, it's just all this all over pain that I, you know, I have another pain management meeting tomorrow. I'm like hesitant to add more morphine to it, but if it's not working at the same time, maybe it is working and I could take something else or up increase something else that I'm taking that'll help that to work better.
How do
You
you
know what
feel
I mean?
on the morphine? Like, do you feel loopy on it? Like, do you feel like you're on?
No. Earlier, I took a Klonopin before I talked to you. So I think I was a little goofy earlier. Sorry. But my
You were funny. You were actually like, you reminded me of the sloth in that movie. It's like a kid's movie.
What happened? Oh, Goonies?
At the DMV. What's that movie with all the animals? Oh, I can't remember.
Animals.
It's really cute.
That movie.
We need to
what?
Find the name of that
Gentile, what
movie.
up, dog?
I know what that is. Hey, I have a question. While we're about that movie, do you go in a high chair or a low chair now? You're 40 now. This is a big thing. So when I turned 40, I went to the high chair. Same.
Can I be honest with you? You're going to be, my girlfriends know what I'm going to say. I've never purchased a beach chair.
Good for you.
So you prefer to sit in a beach chair or a chair? Like, is it a high one or the low one?
If I were
like,
to
right off
have
the ground?
one prior to this, I would say the low. However, now that I saw that there's this like inflatable bag one. And I'm like, okay, that could be cool to lay on the deck with that. And
I know what you're talking about.
If I got a black one, it would direct the rays, right?
But then would it be hot to lay on? And also, can you sit on that? Like, if you wanted to sit up, it wouldn't be comfortable.
It'd probably roll me all over the place.
Let me tell you what you need.
It kind of looks like a vagina because
I know exactly.
Slit in the middle. Yes. And you just like slide into the birth canal like, honey, I'm home. And I think that's what I thought of.
The name of that movie. Utopia.
Like, hey, I'll be
Utopia.
My bond. Utopia.
Yeah.
So, our kids don't love it, but okay.
But then I saw ones, not the laying ones, because I don't think that'll ever be comfy for me anymore. But I think the sitting up ones. So I'm looking at the ones that are like $50 and less and have the, you know, back functioning. I was like, who am I?
Let me tell you what the best setup is. You want a short chair so you're close to the sand and something mm-hmm. to put your feet up with. John hit 40 and he was like, nope, I like the higher chair. I can't get down with that. I think it's,
I don't know. I think it's just the evolution of, you know, my age, but I think like interesting.
I would like a higher chair with, it has to have a cup holder, has to have a pocket to carry
your phone, your money.
Shit. Yeah. Right. Has to be portable and lightweight so I can easily carry it.
Do you like the backpack? You like the backpack chair? You like to put the
yeah. Yeah, I'm all about it. Yeah. I mean, any kind of design, whatever, if it's ergonomically efficient or whatever you call it. I just want to sound like one of those infomercials.
Ergonomic.
Yeah. So if you guys have any suggestions for a chair for the beat, I've been looking at the dad ones that like look like baseball chairs. Like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, that's a beach chair. I'm okay with that.
Oh, you mean the ones that kind of unfold.
Like look like fold, yeah.
Four legs that kind of you shove them all together to put it back to. I hate those. They're
well, that was rated number one on one of them, so I'm going back and forth on Amazon. To be continued.
Look for the flamingo. I don't know if they still make it. They used to. It was basically a lounge chair. It would be heavy for you to carry, but you could lay on your stomach, and there was a face hole cut out, so you could put your face through the hole and read a book or. Look at your phone or do whatever.
That's creepy.
That's strong. I'm like, that's strong.
Yeah.
Oh, that chair.
I was ready to get one.
Flamenco.
I was ready to get one about 5 years ago, and then Bradley came along, and then I realized, like, I can't keep my face in this hole. I have to watch him consistently. So it never worked out. So I think you should get one, and I'll live vicariously through you on the beach with it.
Have you gone to the beach at all, Andy, or are you just, like, hanging out on the boat and, like,
have been laying on Hazy's fabulous couches. Fabulous in the sense that they're super comfortable. So, like, I've been sleeping on them. I've been here several nights. I slept upstairs one night and downstairs on the couch every night since. But I haven't been outside. Like, we went yesterday because I had to come up to Philly for a scan. And then I was back down here by noon. And I didn't even stay over Philly. I just came into town and then left and went back. I was like, this is wild. I can do this.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's cool that I can. So.
Well, while you're down there, you need to get out in the sun, get your tan on.
I know.
Well,
this is why I'm looking for a chair.
Well, I think that you need to start walking. Start walking like 10 minutes a day and some of your pain will go away. I promise you. So, you know how I get my back pain, like in my lumbar area that I had radiated. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I skip more than 2 days of working out, I immediately have pain. And then I pick up my workouts again and it goes away. It's the weirdest thing. You would think it would be the opposite.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, like, if you were to just, now that it's nice out and you're not in Philly in the middle of the mayhem, you should try that.
Yeah.
Walk on the beach.
Well, what I talked about is getting a beach cruiser down here because I'd ride a bike down here, like like this little town. Justin goes, what's it called, running every morning because he's down here too. There's a couple people that help, quote unquote, care for me. So therefore, they've quarantined and this and that, whatever. So we're all together. So kind of awesome having like family dinner and, you know, they all work all day. It's cute.
Tell them about your dinner roll. I love this so much.
Oh, I It is my general, I guess. I like no cell phones.
I
don't like cell phones at the table. I think everybody should be engaged. And everybody here has been compliant, and it's been great. So we actually catch up and talk, and none of us have ever lived together before. So it's kind of like, I don't know, just cool.
It's like the real world.
It is. With
when you're in your 40s.
Yeah. And
it's
like
the real world, but you guys have money.
Yeah. I mean, not really.
Your friends do.
I know.
No, you're not like 20 and broke, right?
Right. And he lets me stay here and crash here. So that's all I got. Yeah. And then he's like, I want to come back down. I miss you guys. I'm like, come on.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
We need to establish no phone dinners here as well.
Yeah.
We try to, but you know how it goes. We're lucky if we get to sit down together at the same time. So we need to work on that.
True.
Yeah, it's super nice. But I'm sure when your kids get just a little bit older, it'll be easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Hold on. What else do I have for you? Did you have anything else for me?
Yes. I want you to read your script.
Oh. Well, guys. So, Je suis Jolie, previously known as Hope Chess Philadelphia, is a small business in Rittenhouse that has been selling fine lingerie and everyday bras to the women of Philadelphia for 8 years. On March 16th, they were forced to close their doors. So they set up a new online shop and have been conducting virtual bra fittings and selling merchandise from home, but that was not enough to survive. On May 15th, they joined a national movement and launched the Je suis Jolie Comfort Project. This project allows people to sponsor a nurse by buying a gift bag filled with cozy and comfy items that we deliver in bulk to area hospitals as a way to say thank you and give back. Their goal is to get 300 nurses sponsored with gift bags. Sponsorships can be purchased at jesuisjoliephilly.com. jesuisjoliephilly.com. And guess what? Here is Jen.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jen.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, yes. Jen, what is your last name again?
My last name is Rosen, R-O-S-E-N.
I wanted to confirm that. Jen Rosen. So if you guys are looking her up, it's R-O-S, not Z.
Yes, Rosen.
All right.
I'm very Philly. Rosen.
Yeah.
I love it. Rosen. Right, you say water or water?
Oh, so I have like this Philly, but with a little bit of New York accent. I guess it's from all my years growing up, like going to camp, overnight camp with the New Yorkers.
Yeah.
New York Jews. so I say water. I say water.
Say water.
I grew up saying water, but I work for this like global company where people say, what's water? So I have to say, I'm very cognizant of saying water.
And it's not
like, who do you think you are?
A-D-E-R, water.
Water, yep.
And when you go to the beach, you prefer a high chair or a low chair?
Oh.
Oh, man. You guys, I had to mute myself. When you were talking about the sloth from Zootopia, that is my most favorite scene. And I probably reference that maybe twice a week.
Oh, my God, I love it.
And wait, and which show was it? Did we ever decide? Zootopia.
Andy, you have to watch it. It's
Disney
actually
movie. Yeah.
I've never watched it. How about that? It's always in my kid. It's in my car on the iPad in my daughter's hands. So I've only actually heard
this. Okay, it's really cute.
I'm with Andy. I've never purchased a beach chair.
Wow.
No way.
Okay.
I love meeting somebody like
me. Yeah. And like my, you know, when it was just me, when I was single and I was sharing a beach house with friends, they would get so mad at me because I would come home like so beachy, like beach. I'm sorry, sandy. So
yes.
Sandy. Mm-hmm. And now my husband has the same problem. He's like, why can't you be an adult, Jen, and sit on a chair?
Same. Same. I'm not kidding. My friends, if you know South Philly girls, like they all, I mean, and Margie just all in a big circle. These 20 girls.
I'm in the middle of that circle. On
yes.
The
okay. No.
I love that.
I'm in the middle of that circle. That's the thing.
That's how you get the best chance. The best
chance. I need to be in the middle. I need to be able to see everyone's, like, you know, what's going on.
I don't like my butt getting numb. I feel like my butt gets numb on a chair.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. I like laying.
John's like, good point.
I haven't been there for a while, like, on the beach, but, yeah, I definitely didn't think about it that way.
Either you guys both need to get the boat, the inflatable boat, and lay in the middle of it, or get the short chair and put your feet up. I'm telling you, your butt won't fall asleep.
Inflatable boat.
The one that you were talking about, the vagina?
Oh, the vagina. Yeah.
The birth canal?
The inflate birth canal. Yeah, there we go. I like that. I really want, I might do something for me. Can you see me coming down to your house in Wildwood, just like hanging out in my vagina?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have plenty of chairs for you also that John will carry.
Looks like coming out of your mom's vagina.
Yeah. Right. I mean, who would have known? I mean, I'm happy to like actually do it again so that for the viewers, I'm...
We got a pool on the top deck. You could hang out on your vagina in front and just on the top deck in the sun.
Mm-hmm. I love it. You have your own
not
little
pool?
Not
even the vagina. I think your own pool.
We've got a little pool for the boys. It's not like we build a
it's
pool.
Inflatable.
It's like a, yeah, it's a
no, pool. I know some people that have a pool, a smaller pool on the like deck.
Yeah, we put a little pool on the deck for, when we don't want to go to the beach with three of them and they're being crazy.
That's awesome.
Because they don't nap on the beach, so sometimes it's just like enough is enough. We need to just stay home and let the two little ones nap.
Yeah.
That's like with the chair, I don't sit in it long enough to like really get the button.
Yeah, to appreciate it. Right? Well, that's the thing. I never had to buy them because people were always getting up, going to the water, socializing. So I'd be like,
water.
And then I'd have to carry it. But then I would carry it back. We went to the Greenhouse, which is a bar on the beach in Margate. Who I heard it's their last summer, but I'm not sure. I would love if someone clarify that for us.
I'll clarify with Blair right now. I'm going to text her.
Yeah.
We got people in Margate. We'll check into it.
Yes. Blair is an OG in Margate.
Well, my friend Jen lives right across the street from there, like year round. She's got a condo and I haven't asked her yet. So
what's it called again?
The Greenhouse.
The Greenhouse.
Yeah, it's next to Lucy, the elephant, who is the mascot, basically, from Margate, New Jersey. Have you taken the kids there?
No, and you know what? I keep telling Blair that I'm going to come meet her there when it's like a rainy day or a cloudy day. And
it should. Where's her house?
She is, well, like, I don't want to say her street with everybody listening. I don't want her getting creepers.
Oh, I'm like thinking like, oh, we're on FaceTime.
I'll tell you later. It begins with an H. So she's not aware of this. She said, what? It is question mark. I would be shocked.
I would be shocked too. I never had.
They've been saying that every year, but.
It's a money maker. They make, it's like the, what's the Avalon version of.
Windrift?
Yeah, or the white dog, white.
Maybe good to Windrift. That place is like
Whitebriar.
Whitebriar, yeah. I am not an Avalon girl. I can't do it.
Me neither. Never have been.
Yeah.
Can't do it. I'm a Wildwood girl. Always have been.
Well, speaking of the beach, and I know that a lot of my listeners know this, I've always had trouble finding bathing suits that actually fit and bras that actually fit. So when Dr. Jamie Zuckerman connected us with Jen, I got so excited when she told us about the Comfort Project. And when we connected, I said, you specialize in bra fittings? And she said, yes, we do. And I said, I need to come down there when you open because I've struggled for years. I can never find the right size. This talented woman did a bra fitting with me on FaceTime and it was perfect. She found me the perfect fit. I'm wearing it right now. I feel better. I look better. I'm not like spilling out and it's not too loose. Fabulous. Thank you so much. So if you guys are, you know, not in the Philly area and you are struggling, especially after single mastectomy, double mastectomy, any kind of breast reconstruction, hit her up. She will FaceTime you and do a fitting over the phone. I'm floored at how you nailed it.
Yeah.
Did she look at you? Did you just look at her and say, You're this size?
So it was this gift, and I say this with all seriousness.
Yeah.
It was a gift I was given. I am able to just look at you and
all right.
your size. And, you know, there's such a misconception with bra sizing, right?
Andy's ready.
I'm ready.
Those of you who can't see Andy, we are all on Zoom, and she is holding the bottom of her shirt ready to flash Jen on
Andy,
camera.
I've been
it's
sizing
going down.
This whole time.
you don't need a lift for that.
Sure, it would be helpful, but I can tell.
Okay, John, close your eyes, or if you're Kristen, I don't care if he looks.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm shutting my monitor off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
I don't. All right. Yeah. So are those are not natural?
No.
They
no.
look really no,
these
good.
These are tattoos.
Really
they
good.
They look so good.
They look so good.
Thanks. Okay.
So here's the funny thing with
see what you're missing, Mr. Glazer?
If I really were to size you, Andy, your size would be in between a 32F and 32G. But because they're not natural and you have this natural lift,
right?
You could be, and you also paid for those girls, right? And you want to show them off. You could do like a 32E, which is the same as 32DD or 32F, but really they probably would fit if you wanted the perfect fit, 32G.
Perfect. I've been wearing a 32. I'm a 32 double or triple double D. I've been doing. Yeah.
Yeah. You could. It's whatever you feel comfortable. How you want your.
Yeah. I mean, not that like you know, having a mastectomy. You know, you go through all this stuff with your boobs, and no, they don't feel real, and no, they like they're always cold, because you don't have any tissue there, so they're just colder. You could be on the beach and they can be icicles. It's wild. And but at the same time, like sometimes they could look worse. Sometimes people don't want reconstruction. For me, it was important to me, and I'm happy with my result. So you know, I know that's not a lot for a lot of people, but what's that?
I'm still to this day shocked of how many people have or had breast cancer. I would say one in five customers.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're very open about it. And they like to have the conversation. I try not to pry or ask any questions and let them do
that. Yeah.
But so when you get reconstruction, I'm still a little confused. Maybe you can help me understand.
Sure.
It's not like a one-time thing, like a one-time surgery. You don't get to be the size you want one time.
Different for everybody.
Okay.
And so I had my mastectomy. I had all of my old breast implants, and I had all of the tissue as well taken out. So think about scooping out that all of the breast hollow, right? Making a cave. But the whole time prior, because I had breast implants that were above the muscle, meaning that I was like, oh, I want to be able to like breastfeed this and that. So that's why I like did that or whatever. But not, I don't know if there's any proof to that. But anyway, so I, you know, had that work done, meaning internally my muscle was stretched from a few years back, you know, getting my implants. So when I personally had my mastectomy, normally if someone didn't have what I had, you know, breast implants, they would go, from what I understand, flat most times. And then the doctor puts the tissue expanders in, and then they, quote unquote, blow them up. It's not an inflation process. It is an inflation process, but not with
air. That's how I visualize it.
Yeah. And I have a video and I have to find it, but it's with air. There's like this little metal thing, and it's underneath your skin to help mark the spot. So when they meet up with you, they do that and the metal connects to your boob and they press it down to get an X spot, and then they drive the needle right through that and add fluid to increase the bag size. So the idea is to get your skin to stretch in preparation for that particular implant that you would like. So I didn't have to stretch a ton, but I did have to stretch. It's a painful process, especially if people like, you know, didn't have implants like me prior.
And I think that's why when customers come in, I've actually had a couple parties with women. Yeah, it's been their idea where they get a group of girls that they've gone through this with, and they all get new bras to celebrate.
That's cool.
That, you know, everything that they've gone through and body.
I know. It's so funny. Yeah.
That's amazing. And I love that the name of your store in French means I feel pretty, right? Or I am pretty.
I'm pretty. Mm-hmm.
I love that. That's so great.
From the second you walk into our store, we want you to just feel good, not intimidated, because some lingerie stores can give off that vibe.
Yep.
That's why I never, can I be honest? I worked in Rittenhouse for years and I never stepped foot in your place because I just assumed is the word.
Sure.
That it was another Rittenhouse place that is going to be not in the air. You know, that's the general air for Rittenhouse Square. For those who aren't listening from the area or aren't familiar, I apologize.
Yeah.
The park in Philadelphia, but there's so many high-end stores around there that it's tough to decipher sometimes. Like, I'd never think Drinkers, a friendly, or Smith's would be in Rittenhouse.
Great places, great spots.
Exactly.
Yeah, Andy, it's hard to hear. I appreciate you saying that. You're not the first person that has ever said that, but that's why our business is driven by word of mouth. We have a really good reputation. Really
respect that.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why, you know, when you were reading your script, it's hard to hear. It's still so fresh in my mind, that day that we were forced to close our doors, because our business is really known for its customer service. I mean, we've made people cry, only good tears, pretty much.
Of course.
Dressing room after.
Yeah, finally feeling comfortable.
Yes, 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 yes. And to put our product online, which we did, as everyone else did, in crisis mode. It's just
not the same.
Not the product we sell. You have to feel it. You also have to ask questions. Like, not every underwear is for every body type. Not every Spanx is the same. You know, people are buying Spanx online, but if they complain about it, it's because they just don't have the right fabric or the right style or size. So I just it's so hard not to be there for our customers, being a one-on-one.
Speaking of your customers, I think you have 6 brand new customers. So because I love this comfort project so much, I told my oncologist, Dr. Ali, about it. And we both decided to go in on 6 of these care packages for the Lankinol nurses who helped me through chemo. And they still give me a shot in my butt every couple months to give me, bone shield. And they helped me and John with cold caps in the beginning, and they made us feel like we were, totally.
They're like part of your family.
Not alone.
Yes. And
they're
friends now. I love them all dearly. And they are obsessed with everything they got in their care bags. They had cutest things. I was like, oh, let me see what's in there. Let me see what.
So in the beginning, it took off pretty quickly. We've only had this nurse gifting program for 3 weeks now. I should have jumped on this bandwagon from the very beginning, because it's really such an amazing opportunity for everyone. Mm-hmm. it started in Wilmette, Illinois, and at a little lingerie store called Chantilly Lace. And when I just heard about it about a month ago, and it took me like no time to decide, yeah, this is it. This is, and also I was ready to feel passionate about something, you know, mm-hmm. because I didn't have my store. I'm so passionate about this movement. So anyways, it took off pretty quickly, and we got like in 5 days, about 28 to 30 sponsored goodie bags.
Wow.
When I say sponsored,
pretty quickly.
Yeah, right. I mean, these are friends and family who really wanted to support, you know, our store, because if I know it's a little confusing, and I'll make it simple. You make a donation towards our store, and the donation level starts at $75. And with that $75, a nurse gets a goodie bag filled with pampering items like pajamas or underwear or socks. And it was our inventory in the beginning, but then we reached out to some of our brands and big brands that a lot of people know, Spanx, Commando, Chantel, Bedhead, and they offered to participate. So what your friends at Lankinol got was pajamas that were donated to us.
Awesome. They were so cute. I love the ones that were the world map on them. Yes,
my favorite.
So cute. So cute.
That's wait, did you say Commando?
Yeah.
You said Commando?
Uh-huh.
That's my nickname.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Ando, Commando.
Oh, I love
it
that.
It is one of my nicknames, I that must is, say.
It's so that's funny awesome. Because Hanky Panky is also a brand I sell. And that was my brother's nickname growing up. And now that I think about it, that's like so sick. Right.
I know. I just
it wasn't like Hanky Panky. I think it was more like
Hanky
Panky. Oh, he's 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So well, he might not be real happy that.
No, but we don't.
Yeah, Hanky Panky on it.
I think it was just Panky.
With a lot of chicks on it.
Good Twitter handle.
Oh my God, I love it.
What's his Twitter handle, sis? Unless he's
pretty
not
good Twitter handle for him. For sure.
Yeah, seriously.
What's the Twitter handle? Shout out.
Well, Jen, because we love this comfort project so much, Andy and I decided that we want to donate a bag to one of our listeners. So to all of our listeners out there, please nominate one of your nurse friends, one of your nurse family who's battling the front lines of COVID still, which is crazy to me. This virus is still around. You can go to makingthebreastofitpod.com, go to contact us, fill out the form, and let us know who you want to nominate. And we are going to announce it on social media, and we'll announce it next week as well. And Jen will ship them the bag.
Yeah, I'm hand delivering these goodie bags to hospitals across Philadelphia, but I will ship anywhere. I've done Delaware. I've done, you know, Kristen, you had one that went to DuPont.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Jersey. So we have this goal, which doesn't seem so far away. 300 goodie bags is our goal. We're about, I don't know, we have about 75 currently.
That's great.
Yeah, guess what? It's going to grow. It's all over the world.
Exactly. And this is not going away. I want everyone to know that there's no end date. We will continue, you know, pampering these nurses that are just, they have these long, scary days, and I would love for them to come home to a little treat, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you made the nurse's day at Lankinol today. They were absolutely thrilled.
Thank you for participating. I couldn't do this without the sponsors.
Of course. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I feel like I made another friend.
Yes.
Friends forever.
Yes. I can't wait to come down and shop. I'm going to pick up Andy on my way.
I'll make sure to have the campaign ready.
So are you guys opening up soon? Like, what's your deal with, like, the green, the red, the yellow? Right, like, what section we're at? Like, where are you guys at opening?
Yeah, so
purple, orange.
So we are technically, as of June 5th, we were in yellow and we are able to open. We are currently open for business, but John, it's pretty depressing down there. We're one of the few that got spared. I feel extremely, extremely grateful. And just as we were starting to see the light, you know, back in May, you know, we were all of my neighboring friends, my small businesses on our block, we were all getting really excited to celebrate together. We were going to have like a block party.
Yeah, of course.
And then the looting happened and it's a mess down there. Yeah. A lot of most of our friends who own small businesses can't open right now.
Yeah.
Boarded up.
Yeah, I know quite a few. It's a rough road, and you know, like this is you guys will make it back, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's, you know, small business owners are the backbone of the country. Like, yeah, you know, people like you that you know, put their heart and soul into it and do it, and you know, let's stake him up. Our guys is stake him up. He's working around the clock and selling out, and you know, like business owners of Philly are like,
they'll be back. They'll be back stronger than ever. They will not let this, you know, they're not going to throw in the towel.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. You guys are be opens back up soon, and
things yeah.
Are
so you know, you can come visit us with a mask, and we're keeping safe with just 2 to 3 people at a time and one dressing room in use at a time, but we're still having fun.
Good. I can't wait to come. Andy, you're coming with me. Well, thank you again, Jen.
I'll take you down there.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
I appreciate you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, guys. You know the drill. Stake them up. They're available in South Philly and in North Wildwood on the boardwalk, and they have all your favorites, especially my favorite, the veggie wrap. Check it out. Check out their salads too. John got me a salad there last week. Oh my gosh, it was so good. Andy, what's your favorite from Steak 'Em Up?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Sorry, you caught me off guard. So I just smoked my pen. right now.
Steak 'Em Up.
Sorry, I thought you were reading your whole thing, and I had a moment. Right now, it would be their cheesesteak cheese fries, to be honest.
That sounds
haven't had that there. That sounds delicious.
I didn't know about those either.
Yeah,
they have original, like, you know, Philly cheesesteak chopped, and it's all over the top of the cheese fries. And then they use the Cheese Whiz, the actual Cheese Whiz, the real
cheese. Yeah, they only use the good stuff. Yeah.
Yes, and that, it just, get that tomorrow, guys, if you do yourself a favor. I mean, you know.
Now here's my favorite part about Steak 'Em Up. You can hit them up on Slice and on Grubhub. So I love those apps because you don't have to call and talk to anybody, and you don't have to spell your last name,
and you don't have to
hand money to anybody. It's the best. Yeah. So Steak 'Em Up. Hit them up at steakemup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the game that's sweeping the nation. It's time for Chemo Brain.
You ready?
Yeah.
Chemo Brain.
Fuck, 15 seconds
on the clock. Up on the clock already. In 15 seconds, name me as many slang names as you can for breasts. Go.
Hooters, titties, tits, cum dumpsters, areolas, I guess, but like,
you win. You named many.
I had to look down and really think about what I call them. I had to look down at them.
Oh my god, that was hysterical.
I mean, did I say much that didn't that surprised you, or was
it? I don't care how many you got. You said cum dumpsters, you won. That's a lot.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Oh, my God.
I love that. My dog has the whole reign of the house, a whole backyard, and everything, and decides to bust into my room upstairs out of five and pees on the mat right here. Why? And then leaves.
Is she still following what? Justin around? Or is she...
I mean, yeah, anybody but me. But, I mean, Justin, yeah, he's still her favorite. He's not as... She's not as bad as she was when we were at his house. Okay. That was, like, disturbing. But then she came home and was, like, super sweet. And she's just a really sweet, cute girl. She had three ticks yesterday. Three. Dink never had one in his life. Never one in his life. So Justin found them when I was going to my doctor's appointment. And then my buddy picked me back up before coming down here. And he was, like, freaking out, and we had to stop at the store. So we had brought reinforcements home. He was like, I got most of them, but the head's still in there. He's like, dude, it's going to come out. Shut up. It's fine. Like, let her be a dog.
That's crazy.
We got the head out, and it's, like, swollen a little bit, but she seems fine. It's not itchy or anything. She's got some bites down yonder, too, so I'm sure that can't be comfy, but
on yonder.
Homegirl is strong. She's a strong girl. So
Christian had one a couple weeks ago, and I was in denial. I'm like, that's not a tick. That's not a tick. I think Bradley might even have it in his ear right now, but I couldn't get it. Sorry.
What?
You might want to check out Bradley's one ear. I feel like he might have had a tick. I couldn't get, like, I don't know what it was. I couldn't get it. So I don't think maybe it wasn't a tick. I don't know. There's no rule book for ticks, people, okay? He's looking at me like, I'm crazy.
Like, I was checking her, and then, of course, like, there's one in her beard and two on, like, her back. I've been, like, brushed, like, combing her, like, the tick comb kind of deal, so you could, like, see them suckers.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing anything, but I'm, like, rubbing her undercarriage and all. I'm, like, and Justin's, like, he rolls her over and he talks to her so weird. Let me check your boobies. Like, let me check your
boobies. Let there be a new Justin song. Let there be a new Justin dog song.
Yeah, tell him we need a new Justin song.
Oh, there are a couple. He just runs around the house, and everybody was actually just making fun of him. Dashi, I love you. Dashi, I love you, Dashi. I love you. Dashi, I love you. You're the prettiest girl in the world. And then he, like, climbs on top of her and, like, says this all to her in his, like, her face. And she just sits there like, get the fuck out of my face, you creep. So I
this
call him the
molester. This is why she follows him around. That, and unless you're sharing your Lucky Charms. Man, I used to love Lucky Charms when I was little. Tara and I messing Lucky Charms up. What's your favorite marshmallow?
I don't have a favorite. No? I'm telling you right now, I had two bowls before dinner. And then I told him I didn't want dinner. So then I went and sat back down. And then they had a very nice dinner with, like, seafood and stuff. It was cooked real nice. But then there's so much shit in there to eat. I was just like, I'm going to go back and fuck with my Lucky Charms again. It's just something about the texture with the way my medicines make my mouth feel. The textures, all the tastes, how they come together. The almond milk, the way it tastes with it, I rock at least a box the day of them. And
they're
now,
delicious.
Yeah. Like, no shit. You have to try it with almond milk, vanilla almond milk, whatever. Game changer. Number one. Number two. Rice pudding. Today we experiment. Well, my friend experimented while doing it for me from the couch. On what, how to make it. I was reading the directions and all. We made our own, and it tastes goddamn good. Do you know what
cinnamon,
that is?
We put cinnamon on there. My grandma used to make it so good. And okay. I used to put cinnamon on there. I loved it.
I had, yep, cinnamon, and I did cinnamon sugar. And sometimes I do a little bit of raisins just for a little addition.
Raisins? No, come on. Nobody likes raisins added to anything.
I do. You got balls right now saying nobody likes raisins. That's healthy.
I like Raisin Bran. Raisin Bran.
Raisins do nothing for me at all. No,
in Raisin Bran, they're good. I don't need them
by themselves. Right? As I say, raisin pudding. No, rice pudding tastes like when you like put it in your mouth. It tastes like a cheese.
A party.
A party in my mouth, and everybody's coming. Yes, but
that's a good old school one.
Oh, it really is. But bum. But it tastes like cheesecake that I don't have to chew.
That really?
Yeah, because you know how you just gotta go to get up through all the creaminess to get to the good. It's just the good, and there's only a few ingredients. Let me tell you, we made it today. Do you want to know what they are?
Yeah.
Like up. Long grain white rice uncooked. I was gonna say vinegar, but no. Sweet, which is sugar, vanilla extract, cinnamon, salt, and milk, whole milk. And we did it and thickened it up, and then I thinned it out with some more milk, and it's freaking
good. That's interesting. So I can't get down with cheesecake. I feel like cheese and cake for me do not mix at all. I can't understand why people like it. I think it tastes like absolute disgusting, wobbly, white filth. Blah. No, thank you.
Strong. Okay.
However, I feel like rice pudding.
Once every 2 years, I think it's good.
Wouldn't you rather you eat a piece of chocolate cake or birthday cake or a brownie or a chocolate chip cookie? They're way more delicious than cheese plus sugar and vanilla.
I have one piece every 2 years or so. Like when it comes up, I'm like, I've had that in a while. And then I remember why I didn't, and I'm good.
Paul, where are you at in the freaking household? Where are you at? What room are you in? Sorry.
He's in the basement. That's his office.
My study.
I mean,
all my items. Yeah.
Yes.
You see my sports toys.
You've been down our basement, haven't you?
No.
Okay. Next time you come over.
Super nice.
Yeah, it's a collection of odd sports things that she makes fun of me about, and I'm like, okay.
It's really not super nice. You're just seeing. He's got two bookshelves there that are covered in sports paraphernalia. The rest of the basement, the walls are covered in crayon.
Not true.
The rugs are from, I think they're probably the original, from the original owner from 1998.
Great year, dog. That's a great year.
I'm sitting on my study, man.
He's like, furniture is from our old house.
Still something? Not
I gotta work. I gotta work down here, man. I gotta, you know, this is my workstation.
Yeah.
It's the new normal.
My God, it would mimic the old office, you know.
Coffee stand,
your stuff, you know.
I make free
coffee. Now the new office is like, there's robots coming out the doors, like, let me have your number, you know. Real fancy up in there.
Real fancy.
Real fancy. I'm nervous to go back there. I'm always like, I don't want to touch anything.
We'll be back in a couple months.
Maybe. Wait. Hopefully. So I'm good with this, though. I need to feel you guys, but I am good with this, as you know. I feel like we're blessed to have this as an option.
Yes.
So now that we do, I want to circle back because we have some emails from the beginning when we started that I haven't forgotten about. And some people were asking us about recording remotely. So I'm going to circle back to that and bring that back full to you guys.
Okay.
And what do we have on the docket for any homework for this week? Or
so homework for this week is nominate any nurse that you think is deserving of gift bag anywhere in the world. Nominate your nurses, and we will choose the best story and gift them with a care package.
Can you be specific to nurse? You mean a nurse that is working regardless of anything, any nurse? you know, just I didn't know if there was like any other qualifications besides nurse or any nurse.
Yep.
All right, for podheads like me, guys, any nurse.
Podheads like me.
And listen, how can they nominate them?
I'm like, what kind of nurse? Oh, my God. And then I get in the category. So, yeah, don't think about it like me. Go, anybody.
MakingTheBreastOfItPod.com. Click on Contact Us and fill out the contact form.
We read those, guys, legit. Like, anybody that has written to us, if we haven't read yours and we fucked up, then I'll take it back. But I think we've gotten back to everybody. So.
I think
right,
so too.
If I forgot you and cursed me out.
And we love reading all your emails. They're so lovely. We appreciate it. We get so many great ideas for topics from you guys. Please keep them coming. And please continue to like us, rate us 5 stars, leave us a comment on wherever you're listening. They really do help more breast cancer patients find us on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. We are now up to 70 countries. Thank you so much.
Yes, we are. Do you mind me mentioning our Barstool thing one more time?
Don't you think you tortured Erica Nardini enough?
No. This is marketing. This is sales. I just
go for it. Go for
one more. One more time. I wanted to put the email auditions@barstool.com, guys. If you feel like we are deserving to be considered for a podcast on Barstool, then please feel free to write in Barstool Sports. The email again, auditions@barstoolsports.com, auditions plural. And just let them know that you like us and maybe drop a link so that they don't have to do anything but click. That's all. Thank you. If you do it, that's it. That's my sales tactic. That's really all I got. This is why I was so good at sales. That was my actual job.
I love it.
I don't know why I had a job, but thank you for that. Anyway, I'm excited for next week.
Me too.
I feel like we're developing so many more ideas. And if you guys have any ideas, like you said, but ideas for even show-like segments or anything beyond even just questions, shoot them in.
Please do.
Please. All right. We love you guys. Be safe.
We love you.
Make smart choices.
Yes, please.
Please. All right, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.